Today on Noteworthy Networks, we have Tanner Chapman. Tanner is a skilled and PHR-SHRM-CP certified senior level HR manager that can handle most any HR generalist responsibility while driving strategic business initiatives. For those that don't know, the PHR Professional and Human Resources Certification is granted by the HR Certification Institute, or HRCI, and the SHRM-CP Certified Professional Certification is granted by the Society for Human Resource Management. Tanner currently functions as the Senior HR Manager for Cintas Corporation for the Central and Northeast Arkansas market. It is his responsibility to oversee all areas of human resources and assist the management supervisory teams in three Cintas facilities, which include up to 350 employees or partners at any given time. He, of course, is an alumnus of UCA, having earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in Spanish in 2001 and an MBA from UCA in 2002. So with that, we want to welcome you, Tanner, and thank you so much for agreeing to come on today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for making me sound so much smarter than I am.
No. Well, with that, I want to go into my first question of, when did you first become passionate about working in human resources?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was hired on as an intern from UCA when I was going to school there at Cintas. And went into the management trainee program when I graduated. And during that management trainee program, I got to do some HR responsibilities and kind of do some recruiting, got to go back to UCA where I graduated from, and got to spend some time in that side of the business for about 3 to 5 months. And I knew right then that I really liked that side of the business. I do have an MBA from UCA, so I had touched on maybe some of the, you know, HR side of the house, but nothing specific, nothing to the point that, you know, made me feel passionate. But as a management trainee, I really got to see, oh, this is exciting. I like this. So within the organization itself is when I kind of knew, okay, this might be something I want to target my career. I actually went into sales for a couple of years after that, which most management trainees will do, and gained that experience and then promoted into the HR rep position when it became open. But I actually started as an HR representative at Cintas. That was my first HR position over just the facility here in Maumelle.
Awesome. So with becoming that intern position with a management trainee, was that right after your bachelor's or was that after your MBA?
Sure. So I was actually going to school when I was doing my internship. So we're oftentimes looking for like summer interns, for example. So that's what I'm recruiting for right now. So you could be going to school, potentially graduating maybe that fall or that following spring. And we hire summer interns full time that sometimes turn into part-time interns throughout the school year, which is actually what I did. And then when I graduated full time with my undergrad and graduate degrees, that's the management trainee opportunity. So I actually already had an offer for a full time position before I finished graduation, which was really nice. So that way I already knew what I was going to be doing and had a job lined up. And that's actually how I kind of strategically hire now. So like if we have a, you know, intern that's done a great job from the summer, then oftentimes they can interview and accept offers while they're still in school. Or let's say that someone's currently a maybe a senior on their first semester fall and they graduate in the spring, we'll oftentimes like this semester interview for spring graduates to go ahead and they possibly can receive offers a semester before they graduate. So that just kind of makes that last semester so much easier when you have a full-time accepted position. So that's exactly what I did and that's exactly what I recruit for now.
Awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about what Cintas actually does?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I get this question sometimes. I used to describe Cintas as like a hidden gem because sometimes people aren't necessarily familiar with the name. But once they kind of see us out and about in their communities, because we're Fortune 500, meaning we're nationwide, very large organization, suddenly you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen Cintas. I've seen your trucks. I've seen or I've used your products or I've worn your uniforms. So we're the corporate leading provider of identity uniforms, for example, what I'm wearing right now. Okay. So that's kind of our core business. We also provide facility service items. So if you go into a restaurant, oftentimes they're going to be using our services, whether it be hygiene products for the restrooms, like soaps and air fresheners and those sort of products, or maybe towels and aprons that the waiters and waitresses use, as well as first aid products. So we put in medical kits and cabinets into businesses and provide those services. And then everything from, you know, kind of the higher level. So if you've taken a flight somewhere, pilot uniforms, stewardess uniforms that they will buy directly from us, or if you've been to casinos, it could be anyone from the bellhop uniform to the blackjack dealer to, you know, cocktail waitress. I mean, we have so many kind of really cool divisions in our markets. And our largest kind of business sector actually are hospitals. And a lot of companies out there use our services, but a lot of people don't realize that we supply, for instance, all the scrubs, microfiber towels, chemicals to hospitals. So during the pandemic, we've been open the entire time, just like the hospitals, because we're an essential business. So that's a great thing to work for Cintas, because we're so essential to the community and to the customers and the economy.
Yeah, for sure. What kind of education or training or background does working at Cintas, or you can speak, you know, with HR as well, require?
So we love diversity when it comes to our background. So that could be any sort of background when you're studying in college. So for example, I was studying Spanish. You know, that's a great skill to have, right? To be able to speak multiple languages. But, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, have to look for someone graduating with a business degree. I can think of our recent management trainees that we've hired that have degrees in public relations. We hired someone that has a degree in Russian. We have hired individuals that have degrees in accounting. So maybe they went to school for one specific sector, and as they were getting close to graduating, they thought, you know what, I really see myself as a leader. I don't necessarily want to be an IT individual or an accountant or an interpreter, as far as like when my, so really any position that we hire, we can take and really train from any major a student might, you know, have. So we're very open when it comes to that. We just really want people who want to see themselves as leaders, managers, supervisors, and work with others. And we really feel like you can probably get that from any degree. I mean, we've hired everybody from math majors to psychology majors. I would say business is probably the more preferable one because that's an easy fit, but it really does not have to be specific.
Okay. So as far as the management trainee, I've heard you talk about that a little bit. Can you explain what that entails?
Sure. I'm glad that you asked. So it's a 21-month program. It's a full-time paid salaried position. So when someone's graduating college, you know, this is a salaried, competitively paid position with full benefits. And they would basically just get paid for 21 months to learn our organization. So there's a first month onboarding where you come in and we really just let you kind of meet and greet and learn who everybody is and work all the different jobs and just kind of see more about the company in that first 30 days. So it's really fun and exciting. And then after your first 30 days, we would put you into a rotation. So we have, for example, a production facility. So you would be working in our production department, kind of seeing how we prepare the items and products and services that we deliver are actually prepared for delivery, right? So you'd be given those skills. You'd be given different projects. Oftentimes, safety is a project that's related to the production department and the plant itself. So we would kind of give some frontline skills on how to manage, lead, and supervise, and then some bigger level projects that would give you a chance to have some exposure. After about 6 months, give or take, you would rotate into the service department. So now you're actually going out and now you're delivering those products and services and meeting our customers and seeing why they stay with us and why we're so important and essential to their success as a business, how we retain our business, how we grow our business. So you'd be given projects related to probably the growth of the organization. Are we meeting our sales objectives when it comes to growing the organization through our service department? Are we making sure that we are hitting all those sort of key performance indicators from a service standpoint as far as renewing our business? So you would be putting on the uniform and learning how we deliver and then putting on a suit and going out and actually, you know, meeting with customers and having those kind of learning how to have those high level conversations when there's a competitive situation going on. And then ultimately gaining some exposure in the office. That would include some HR. So you would be obviously learning how to interview, hire, recruit, job fairs, like for instance at UCA, which is always fun. You would also learn the accounting side of the business. So, you know, we have our corporate audit. Obviously, we have to follow laws and regulations, policies and procedures. So everything related to the office side of the house, you know, making sure you understand the financials and the fundamentals there. And the last rotation where you end up is going to be in sales. So now that you've kind of done all those departments, can you go out and then put it all together and sell our business to prospective clients and prospects? And that's going to probably be about a 12-month kind of after the 21-month program exposure to the business, because that just gives you that sales acumen. So that way, one day when you become a business leader in the organization, such as a general manager, that you have that high level exposure of all the departments, learning the frontline positions with the higher level projects along the way, and then you can put it together from a sales component. So we really want someone who's very well-rounded at the end of the program, who is ready for any responsibility in the organization, which is very helpful being a senior HR manager today, because I've worked in all the different departments, I've worked in sales, so I understand what happens in those jobs from an actual having been there, done that perspective, not just, oh, I have an idea about that. So it's really helpful from a long-term career perspective.
Yeah. So when you hire, when you recruit for internships or for those, I don't know if you have like part-time employees or full-time employees, are there opportunities to not go just into that management training program, or is that sort of how the business model goes for CentOS?
Sure. So there's opportunity in any direction in CentOS. Mm-hmm. So if someone's going to be graduating from college, for example, with little actual, you know, work experience in the real world, that is going to be the internship management trainee opportunity, because that's what it's geared for. It's designed to take someone who doesn't have a whole lot of real world business experience, but they've earned that degree, or they have a summer internship and they're going to future graduate, right? And they're working on those skills. Mm-hmm. If someone already has experience, they certainly could just apply directly to an open supervisor position that we have, an open manager position we have, or an open frontline position that we have. So our jobs are posted at CentOS.com. And obviously, you know, you could apply for any position. So if you have experience, we mostly hire full-time to kind of answer that question. And we are looking for anyone with the experience for those positions that are open. But management trainee is one of the few jobs that requires the degree. And we're typically looking to train the individual who doesn't actually have that experience yet, but they finished college.
Yeah. Awesome. So with that internship, is that for the management trainee, is that paid, unpaid? And then as far as going for preparing for it and applying for it, how does that look?
So it's a very competitively paid internship. Oftentimes when our intern candidates are given their offers, they are delightfully surprised and, you know, are usually kind of shocked at, oh, wow, that's my offer. You know, that's awesome, because we're really giving a competitive hourly rate as an intern based on what we believe they can produce. Obviously, they haven't necessarily produced anything yet. So we're kind of going off of what we believe in their potential, right, and the responsibility of the job. Mm-hmm. And of course, the management trainee is the full-time salaried position. It's also competitively paid when you graduate college. Obviously the internship is in kind of a full-time temporary position, meaning there's no benefits included, but the salaried management trainee position comes with the full benefits package, like insurance, paid time off, 401k eligibility, all those sort of things. That's kind of how those two positions work. And we network heavily with career services via all the different avenues that Career Services gives employers to recruit through. So whether that's the Career Connection Program or the CEO Program or Exploring Your Career Field Day or career fairs or on-campus interviews or this sort of event, like right now, we're very heavily involved at UCA. Especially the job fair. So I would say come see us at the job fairs because we set up on-campus interviews immediately following those job fairs within a few given days, because we're always looking to hire. And obviously you would have to apply online to be considered a candidate, but we would actually make that process very simple for a candidate, obviously once we've connected. And we kind of have a recruiting process that we work through that really helps the students navigate and prepare for their interview so we can hopefully find the best talent.
Okay. Can you share some resume best practices that you like to see when reviewing candidates for positions at CentOS?
Yes. And if you don't mind, I'll kind of probably stick with management trainee and internship just since I'm probably speaking to more UCA students here.
Yeah.
So I would say if someone's interested in an internship with us or a full-time management trainee position, you probably need to have two types of resumes. So if you're at a job fair, you know, you obviously want to be able to hand your resume out to any business, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to be careful because sometimes I have received resumes online where a student has formally applied for another company. Mm-hmm. And they have objective lines, and their objective line they forget to change. For example, I received one here recently that said they were looking for, I believe, like a management position or whatever they call it at Target. And so obviously I'm not Target, so they just didn't pay attention, right, to their resume because there's an objective a lot of times at the top of that. So objectives can be great. I would certainly recommend a student researching maybe the employers coming to a career fair, for example, and saying, oh, okay, here are the five companies I really want to work for, or here are the five opportunities or jobs, and make tailored resumes for those five. So how impressive is it when a student walks up to me and they say, hey, Tanner, or Mr. Chapman, I have read the management training opportunity at CentOS that you have posted. I've applied for the position. Here's my resume, and the objective line says that, and it's only for me. They can't hand that resume off to anyone else, or if they do, they're going to think, oh, they didn't pay attention, right? And then you can have just a generic resume, maybe as you're learning other organizations at the job fair. So, you know, strategically, let's say maybe you didn't know much about CentOS, but then you're coming by our booth and you're like, wait a second, I think this sounds like a great opportunity. You want to be able to leave that employer with something. So you can have like a generic resume that just says, here's my objective, you know, to obtain a full-time position with utilizing my business management degree after graduation. I mean, that could go to any organization, right? So employers are fine with that, but which student stands out more? The one that came and targeted my organization with the position I'm posted for, or the student who maybe didn't know anything about what we did, then becomes interested and leaves a resume, right? So one's still going to stand out more than the other one, but both can get you in the door, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So you mentioned a little bit about some don'ts when it comes to making resumes. Do you have any other specific, like, don't do this on your resume tips?
I would say that resumes should be one page. Two pages is fine, but if you're going to have two pages, it needs to be like good. It doesn't need to be like three sentences on the second page. Mm-hmm. So you've got to figure out a way to make it look appealing to the eye. So I would say a lot of people prefer a one-page resume. I would say in college, based upon your experience and ability, that's probably doable. But if not, two pages is okay. They just need to look really, really good. So I would say that's something that sometimes I see a lot. I would say formatting needs to be consistent because sometimes the formatting can be off and it is kind of obvious if it is. Spell check, you'd still be surprised how many people don't quite spell check things and you have misspelled words. Making sure all the contact information's on there, believe it or not, people forget to include their email address, for example, on their resume, or they don't put their address on their resume. I mean, you should be putting your contact information so an employer can reach back out to you. So sometimes you'd be surprised that people miss little things like that too. So I would say you can have your resume formatted in any which way. You just want it to be appealing, right, to the employer, because the student needs to kind of think about, there's a lot of students out there dropping their resume off or emailing their resumes in. And this is a very competitive market. So how do you stand out, right? How do you stand out against those? So, you know, obviously we don't spend a whole lot of time reviewing one. If in 2 to 3 seconds, I'm already having issues with it, I'm moving on to the next. I mean, so it could be that fast if we're already seeing an incorrect objective or misspelled words or just not looking formatted appropriately. So you just really have to be strategic. And I would say get career services to review. I know they do resume reviews, and they could certainly help with that. So sometimes students don't even realize they have resources right there on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a question about if you've seen any kind of, because I know that we've changed a little bit of our review process as far as like objective statements. We're now recommending summary statements. I don't know if you've seen any kind of like professional summaries or like profile statements where they're just mainly explaining in those 3 to 5 sentences their experiences or skills. And then as far as like the address, we've seen like different advice as far as if students should still can like have their address. I know you mentioned that. So what would you recommend?
Yeah. So I would recommend when you apply directly for a position, I recommend you put an objective. So if someone's applied for the CentOS management trainee position, the strongest statement they can make is to not do a summary, but just do an objective. And the objective needs to say, I would like to obtain the management trainee position within CentOS where I can utilize my management skills as I'm graduating with a degree in business management. That's, you know, all it has to say, something like that. If you are applying for a position and you're just in general going to a career fair or seeking out information, I would say that at that time, you need to just do a summary. That's okay, right? So I'm a senior at UCA that will graduate in the spring with a business management position where I'm looking for a salary level position where I can work with a growing organization, utilize my skills. Then I would do a summary, right? But if you got two students and they're coming to my booth and they're interested in CentOS, which is the strongest resume, the objective or the summary, right? Because a student graduating doesn't really have a whole lot of things to summarize, right? They've been in school, they haven't been working in the, you know, the big world as far as like these professional positions. So really it's more about school, right? So we know this. So between the two students, that's what I would say. And as far as a resume itself goes, I think that you just need to put your information on there. I mean, I don't see an issue with putting your email address and your address and your phone number on a resume because that's what it's always been. So if you don't put your address on there, I don't think that's necessarily an issue as long as your cell phone number and your email address is on there. So I think I'm just maybe in the mindset that I'm still used to seeing it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's different people out there. And obviously, you know, there are different ways to format resumes. I think the main idea for students coming out of college is that, you know, you want to be consistent. You want to have clear formatting. You don't want it to be off you. And you want to stand out. Like you want to stand out to the company. All right. So with that, can you share some interviewing best practices that you look for when you're interviewing candidates for CentOS?
Sure. So I would say that students just need to practice, right? My objective when I interview a student is to make them feel comfortable and to make them have a great experience. Whether or not they're qualified after the interview or we want to move forward or not move forward, my objective is for them to be a fan of CentOS and to have enjoyed that interview experience. One of the ways the student's going to enjoy the interview experience is them themselves being prepared. That means practicing beforehand, right? So you're going to get softball questions most of the time in a screening interview. For example, what do you know about the company or the organization? You know, students need to spend time researching, right? If all you say is, I think CentOS does uniforms, we do, right? But I just mentioned many different things that we also do. We also provide a lot of philanthropic efforts out there with our organization that a lot of students also like to get involved with. So have you researched kind of our community partnerships and kind of know what we do in the community, because that's also just a lot of fun. So students need to do their homework on the company, and I would say their homework on the position they've applied for, because they're going to be asked, you know, those sort of questions. And, you know, sometimes the student, when they really haven't spent the time, it's kind of obvious, and that makes them feel a little uneasy in the interview based on their own answer. I would say also practicing, right? Whether that's get with one of the classmates or professors or maybe their parents, or sit in front of a mirror and how's my posture? You know, am I sitting up straight or am I slouched back in the chair? You know, how do I sound when I answer a question? They have to practice those things. So that way when they're asked in front of an interviewer, they're more comfortable. And sometimes I think students make a mistake, and I'll be honest with you when I say this, they may have an opportunity where maybe an employer is reaching out saying, we believe you're qualified for this position. We met you at the career fair. We'd love to interview you for such and such position if you're interested. And I will see sometimes students put all their eggs in one basket, and they'll say things like, well, I already have an interview with this other organization. That's a mistake. They should really be getting practice. They should be interviewing with many different organizations, because one, I mean, how do you really know what you want to do when you're about to graduate college? And two, don't you want to gain experience interviewing? If anything, it's practice for you. And you might determine, hey, I've researched this company, and now that I've talked to this recruiter or this HR professional or this business leader, hey, I'm actually very interested in this opportunity. So I see sometimes students doing that sort of thing, and they're not gaining that experience interviewing. And then when things don't work out where they go, you know, they're limited on those abilities. So they need to kind of use the career fair and use these opportunities to find several different opportunities. When I was going to graduate from UCA, I had three different organizations that I was potentially interested in. I interviewed with all of them, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't just go, oh, well, CentOS gave me an interview. I think this is what I want to do. I'm sticking with that. Because if anything, I might have been interested in the other ones, and I got the experience of interviewing, right?
Yeah.
So I had a student the other day that I met through one of our recruiting resources at UCA, and I was reaching out kind of post process and said, you know, I would love for you to apply for our management training position if you're interested. This student doesn't graduate until the spring of next year, mm-hmm. And we're hiring now for full-time when they graduate in the spring, and this is the fall semester. And they were accepting a current internship with another company, and they were kind of declining the interview. And it's not because they weren't interested. I think that they just felt like, oh, I've got this internship opportunity. And I, you know, want them to kind of understand you can still do that, right? You can still accept that internship. Internships are just kind of trials, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're going to not move forward with an interview for a spring full-time position, they're just kind of limiting themselves, because what if the internship isn't really what they liked? Now they're graduating in the spring and they've turned down a Target or Dillard's or CentOS or Enterprise Rent-A-Car, who was saying, hey, we would like to include you in our interview process, because they might have already got something on the table, right? So I see students that make that mistake. And then oftentimes they want to come back later and say, oh, well, I'm still interested. At that time, we probably have already found someone else, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a critical mistake that students do make, is they don't open their open that opportunity up to kind of see what's out there. And I would say if someone's interviewing with CentOS, they should be doing the same. They should still be looking at all their opportunities, because that's why you're in school, right? That's why you're in college, to find that position that you're most interested in, not just kind of take the first thing that shows up or just kind of stick with one narrow path. And maybe you don't quite know what CentOS is or what the jobs are that are quite out there, because there's so many great companies and great positions.
Yeah, for sure. So you've definitely talked about like pursuing a lot of different avenues. What tips can you give new graduates on networking?
Oh yeah. So I would say networking is oftentimes the key mm-hmm. to getting an opportunity. So, you know, for example, working with your professors to network via career services. So we just did the Career Connection program you're familiar with at UCA. Mm-hmm. where we were doing mock interviews as employers. Well, the only way the students got in that was via professor recommendation. So students having those conversations with their professors saying, hey, you know, I'd love to get into these career service, career opportunity links, that networks you to the employer, right? Mm-hmm. Utilizing really your objective at UCA, which would be career services. We have so many events that we obviously attend, and that's your direct resource because we're looking to hire the best talent. So oftentimes it is word of mouth. It might be a professor even reaching out to me saying, hey, Tanner, I've got this senior I'm graduating coming up in the spring who you really need to take a look at. Those professors will come up to our booths and they will recommend their best students. Mm-hmm. Career services will let us know, here are the best students. Oh, that's one you want because this one's very active with us and we know who they are. And when I start asking those questions of the professors, the faculty, career services, and we're not getting feedback on who the student is or anything, that tells me they probably haven't been doing that homework. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't get the opportunity, but you know, if I'm asking questions and the faculty and the career services doesn't really offer anything back, other than I think they're in my class or they're nice and, you know, that's about it, then that doesn't really make them stand out, right? So networking is critical to an opportunity, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Who has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career, would you say?
So I would say mentor-wise, I probably have to go back from the beginning when I kind of got that HR bug, mm-hmm. My former HR director, and I say former because we've switched regions, but Polly Richardson, my HR director, she was very much an influencer on my career in HR. She promoted me to HR manager, and then I got promoted again years later as a senior HR manager, just a consummate business professional. So from an HR platform and supporting myself through the management training program, I mean, she would definitely be one. I would also say my current general manager in Little Rock, he's also a graduate of the MT program and just kind of knows what we're looking for and understands that business so well. Is very supportive. For example, we're a gold sponsor for UCA Career Services, and CentOS is a target school for UCA. In other words, from a Fortune 500 perspective, we're kind of on the map as an organization. So corporate looks at UCA as a leading college to recruit from, which also means we're going to spend money at the university. And that support from my general manager and from corporate support really just kind of goes to show that relationship that we have. So I would say from an HR and a business, those two individuals, of course, you always have your parents. They're very influential in my life as far as that goes. And I would say, maybe not necessarily a mentor, but I would say a partnership with Kathy Claiborne over your career services. I've been working with her really for over 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just having that relationship of just always consistently promoting CentOS and sending the students our way and giving us the best talent. I mean, those relationships, you really can't substitute. So that would be what I would say.
Yeah. All right. What advice would you give to someone pursuing a career path similar to your own?
Oh, yeah. So I think this is actually super easy. If you're going to be graduating, maybe let's say that you're coming up on maybe this coming summer and you graduate maybe next fall or next spring, look for that internship because that's what we're there for. We're looking for summer interns because we don't just hire interns to hire them. We're trying to convert them, if they're solid and strong, to a management trainee. If you're graduating this fall or this coming spring before the summer comes around, then you should be applying for the management trainee program because we're looking for someone that's going to graduate and then ready to step in to learn our organization. And that's what I did. And that's exactly what I did. And when I graduated, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to work for just a really good organization where I felt respected. I felt like I was going to be treated fairly, where I felt like it was professional. And CentOS is just an awesome organization to work for. I mean, I've been here 19 years now. since graduating from UCA, and I would not stay somewhere 19 years if I did not feel that way about an organization. And I've had six different promotions over my career. And it's interesting, when I was hearing you read off that bio, I believe that was probably from my LinkedIn. I need to update that, because now they've given me additional responsibility, because now I have locations in Texas that I support.
Wow.
So now I have more operations. So this was all in the last 6 months. So my opportunities continue to expand over my career and continue to challenge me. And I didn't know that, you know, what I necessarily wanted to do. It wasn't like I was dreaming of working for the, corporate identity uniform business, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there's lots of great companies out here, but I wanted to work where I was respected, treated professionally, have opportunity to grow, be able to use my skills, work in a team, have a fun work environment, give back to the community. All that is what I found in Cintas. And what we do as an organization is essential to the economy. So I would just recommend students to really follow that same kind of platform, because it's repeatable. We've hired more than 25 management trainee interns in the last 5 to 10 years from UCA that now range in many different positions across the nation. And some of them are general managers today, leading facilities as UCA grads, leading hundreds of individuals, making really good money, having a lot of fun at work, and are leading the company. And that's just tremendous, which is why we are kind of on the map at UCA. From a Fortune 500 company, corporate's looking at, where are my UCA grads? Which I think is just awesome, because I don't know that many other companies are that focused on UCA like we are, right? Because we just love those UCA grads. We want all of them, and I'm constantly there recruiting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So obviously you've talked about how you now have a partnership with UCA Career Services. Did you ever utilize the resources Career Services offers while attending UCA?
Yes, I found Cintas at the job fair.
Ah.
I was that student walking around the job fair with that general resume that I explained earlier, because I did not know exactly what I wanted to do. I wasn't really familiar with Cintas. And so it wasn't one that I had done a whole lot of research on yet, which is okay, right? Because that's what a career fair is there for. And when I remember going to the booth and speaking to the representatives, I had that resume ready to go as professionally dressed, and worked with Career Services to gain that on-campus interview when I left that resume. And UCA Career Services really helped me get an interview with them, because I had that relationship with Career Services. So obviously when they checked, I got a recommendation for an interview, and then I actually did an on-campus interview and then ended up getting hired full-time. And I can attribute that success initially from half of what I did to prepare, right? Mm-hmm. Going to the career fair, having a professional resume in hand, looking professionally dressed, and having that relationship, and then executing, right, in the interview itself, executing and what I was going to college for. So that's why I love these sort of things, because this is what I did. You know, this is not just employers trying to get out of the office for an afternoon and morning. You know, we're out here looking for students to hire, and a lot of us have gone through the same experience. So I love that question, because now it's just a rinse and repeat. And it's really so much fun for me, because I love kind of going back and just kind of reminiscing about like my own experience. And then I'm there and I'm talking to the students, and, you know, I want to encourage them, because, you know, I'm alumni. I know what it's like to kind of be in their shoes. And again, I want them to have a great experience no matter what it is. So I definitely utilize those career services, opportunities at UCA. And any student who's not, you can get lucky and do other things and find positions, certainly, but you probably won't have the same level of success.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Can you share where students or other listeners can go out to reach out to you if they have any questions or would like to Sure. connect with you?
Sure. So my email Mm-hmm. is chapmant, chapmant at cintas.com. So anybody could just certainly send me an email. That's probably the fastest way to reach me. And send me your questions. You can apply on our website. The fastest way would be to go to cintas.jobs, because that takes you right into our jobs link page where you can search for our positions. Also, cintas.com just takes you into the main overview of the company, mm-hmm. and then you can obviously navigate to careers. So obviously, you probably want to do both. But that would be the fastest way to reach me. And a lot of students don't realize that we're in Maumelle, which is actually just about a 15-minute drive down the road from UCA. So we're very close. So it works out perfect for internships or when someone's graduating. We always are looking kind of for this market as well, but we also look for somebody who's relocatable. So I would say that sometimes they aren't aware that we're actually as closely centered. So you could even always come down here and just pop in the location, let the receptionist know. And, if anybody were to ever come up here and say, hey, I'm a UCA student graduating in the spring, just wanted to drop in, have a resume. You probably think I would, if I had a minute, I'd probably meet that student, right? Because yeah. that would be something that doesn't happen all the time. So even the old school method can work, right? So contacting me, obviously, at the Maumelle office is fine too, at 501-803-4488. So I would say the resume over on our website, submitting it, emailing me, probably the fastest.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come on and speak to me and share more with students about the importance of, taking those steps towards their future careers and sharing more about CentOS and the opportunities that you have.
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking me. I've had a lot of fun doing this. I hope the students do the things that we're talking about. I mean, we're really here for them. And I hope they utilize all the resources that you guys offer at UCA.
Thank you for listening to Noteworthy Networks. Support for this podcast comes from the University of Central Arkansas's Department of Career Services. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Noteworthy Networks and Career Services at UCA Career on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We hope you'll listen in for the next guest and more career advice to come.